Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Lincoln. Plus, get an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
And welcome you back to our Locker Room Chats, our Tuesday wrestling edition on KD Country 94 and online, kdcountry94.com. We're joined by Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you guys started out your season on Friday night with varsity action, a couple duels as you win both of them by identical scores, 45-28 over Plainville and Phillipsburg. What were some of the things that stood out there on Friday in your season opener?
Well, it's always good to win your opening competition, and our kids were excited. They were definitely excited to get out of the practice room and see what they've got. And I was very pleased. Our kids wrestled well. That first competition, you always wonder if your kids are ready, they stepped on the mat and performed very well. And even our young kids, we showed a lot of heart in being overmatched. Some of our young kids were overmatched, but showed a lot of heart on staying off their back and fighting. And I was just very pleased with our opening results.
You also competed in JV on Saturday at Solana South. Looks like you had a pretty good day there. Braden Kahn took first at 160 and some second place finishes for River Paul at 195, as well as Noah Easter at 285. And also Camden Harris at 132, and a third place finish for Diego Dominguez at 120. What do you see there on Saturday that you liked?
That was great for those kids to get some competition against kids their own ability, and we had some great success there. As you said, Braden Kahn, who's a junior for us, has been really working his way up through the JV and the varsity in the last couple of years, and put together an outstanding tournament, winning his weight class. And as you mentioned, the other kids also did well. So very pleased, and that's why we schedule that JV tournament right at the beginning of the season, to give those kids some matches and some confidence, and it happened just like we had hoped. So we took 9 kids there, and we had 6 kids medal, and very pleased with the results of those young kids.
Talking with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. When we come back, we'll talk about what's coming up on the schedule this week for the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. After this break on KD Country 94 and online, KDCountry94.com.
This fall, let the power of Extract PBA help you realize the full nutrient potential of your crop residue. Extract powered by Accomplish is an exciting new nutrient release and residue management technology from Loveland Products. Use Extract PBA to speed residue decomposition and release the valuable nutrients locked up in your residue. And for easier plantability, a more even crop emergence, and the potential for increased yields next season. Ask your local crop production services dealer about Extract PBA today.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online, KDCountry94.com. Still with Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, Thursday you'll have Ellsworth in a duel coming up. You'll have them at home, and then you go to the Clay Center tournament on Saturday. First of all, what do you think you'll see from Ellsworth here in 2016?
Well, Ellsworth, they're down in numbers a little bit, but I hopefully will match up well with them. I believe they have 8 or 9 kids, and hopefully we can match up well with them and have a good duel on Thursday. Saturday, our varsity kids will travel to Clay Center, and we'll probably only bring 6 or 7 kids to this tournament. It's a very, very competitive tournament, 13 teams involved in basically covering all the classes of competition. Alma Wabansee, Blue Valley, Clay Center, Holton, Hoxie, Lindsberg, Smoky Valley, Marysville, Olathe Northwest, Riley County, Rock Creek, Rossville, and Salina South. So always a really tough tournament. It's a round-robin format, an individual round-robin format. So our kids are going to get a lot of matches. Most kids will get 5 matches, and that's what we want at this point in the season. We want our kids to get a bunch of matches, and everyone is going to be tested, that's for sure. And it's a good way for our kids to let them know where they stand against some of the best competition in the state from all different classes. So I really like this tournament in that respect, and I really like the aspect of them getting a lot of matches in. So we're excited about that, and hope to do well.
Sandy Nemchak, head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, thank you for the time this week again, and best of luck against Ellsworth and then Saturday against Clay Center.
Thank you, Dustin.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
This fall, let the power of Extract PBA help you realize the full nutrient potential of your crop residue. Extract Power by Accomplish is an exciting new nutrient release and residue management technology from Loveland Products. Use Extract PBA to speed residue decomposition and release the valuable nutrients locked up in your residue. And for easier plantability, a more even crop emergence, and the potential for increased yields next season. Ask your local Crop Production Services dealer about Extract PBA today.
It's time now for an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling with Sports Director Dusty Dinas.
And welcome back to our Locker Room Chats, our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and online, katycountry94.com. We're joined by Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Wrestling Team. Coach, a fairly good weekend to start the season. I know with your numbers not as high, you're not always going to be up in the team standings as far as that's concerned. Smith Center won your tournament this weekend, but Roxton Brown with a nice day finishing in first place at 182, and Spencer Heist a second place finish as well. Just overall, what were your thoughts on the way the kids wrestled this weekend?
Yeah, it's a good opening weekend. Obviously, anytime you get some placers at our tournament, I said before last week that it's a pretty tough tournament. Got a lot of kids are going to be at the state tournament, going to be in the state placer rounds. So, yeah, anytime we get some kids in the medals, it's pretty exciting. Now, we did run a little bit different, ran round robin style this year, so that was kind of different. Well, yes and no. We've done a little bit of round robin combination of the brackets, but this year we just decided to go all round robin. So, got a lot of kids on the mat, got a lot of mat time. So, seemed to work pretty well. We was pretty excited about just a number of matches. Even my kids that didn't medal, I have a couple freshmen that got their first win already. So that was exciting. And overall, just a great tournament and a lot of mat time, like I said, and ready to kind of see what we need to work on and move on from there.
I'm listening as a coach, you probably kind of prefer that round-robin style here early in the season, wouldn't you?
I wonder about that. Sometimes you want maybe just get your feet wet so that way you can work on some things. But, it's good. I mean, to get in shape, you need that mat time. You work in the wrestling room, but it's different when you get your nerves. One of my freshmen, I thought he'd wrestle a little better his first match out. But a lot of it's just nerves, I mm-hmm. think. And so, get those out of the way, then you still got, two or three more matches since it's round robin. And, you can see as it progresses, okay, this is it's a wrestling tournament, and you got to get that wrestling shape built going in you, it's good, I guess, to get on the mat, get a lot of matches, and get going. So I think overall, I'm pretty excited for getting a good start, and like I say, the number of matches that worked out. So, otherwise, you get them nerves, you're 2-0 out, then you sit there for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So, it's good to have those extra matches to kind of, okay, now we get to wrestle everybody, and you that way you kind of find kids that are really good, and you'll see some kids that are your caliber, maybe a little below, and you can get some wins. So no, it's all good.
We're talking with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Wrestling Team. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over what's coming up this week for the Bulldogs here in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and online, katycountry94.com.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Betker Supply, Brush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today.
Back in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Nate Brown, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs. Coach, you have the Minneapolis Invitational coming up this weekend. It's kind of just basically what you do each year. You start at home, and then the next weekend you go on the road to Minneapolis. What do you feel about the competition that you'll see there this year?
Yeah, Minneapolis, there'll be a few different teams, ones from out east and things. And I guess since our regional, I don't know if it's fortunate or not, but anyway, we're going east this year. Good and bad, depends on which bracket you're in on that way, but get to see some different teams, and it's always good to go out there and see how we compete. Now, some of those teams, we had, they're down a couple as well. They had some teams from out west decided to do something different this year. So I don't know if they'll go round robin or if they'll still be bracket style, and how full those be. I haven't looked that close yet. But, nope, we'll go out there and get another tournament under our belt and keep moving.
When you kind of look at this one, does this compare to some of the other tournaments you go to during the year, or is this kind of the teams that you're going to see are basically, this is the only place you'll see them?
Yes and no. I mean, there's a few. Yeah, this is the only time we get to see those. Mm-hmm. But there's some others we'll see, like the Ellsworth tournament. A lot of those will show up at the same place. And it's got, I think, Blue Valley usually comes out there. And I haven't even looked that close yet, but I think they still come out to Minneapolis. So that's a team, I'm trying to think of. Chapman comes there. We don't see them again. So, there's some fresh faces. And some, again, like I say, we won't see again. But it's always fun to go out there and compete. And any weekend we can go out there and compete, it's always going to be fun. So,
Nate Brown, head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. Coach, thanks for the time, and best luck this weekend at Minneapolis.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Dusty.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport. We continue with our Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Smith Center Redmond head coach Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement in Smith Center.
Well, welcome you back in our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined now by Brock Hutchison, head coach of the Smith Center Wrestling Team. Coach, pretty good start for your team over the weekend as you win the Osborne Invitational over Phillipsburg in second place. And you had first place finishes for David Heilman at 138, Colton Hutchinson at 145, Chase Ryan at 170, Dalton Kuhn at 220, and Avery Hawkins at 285, as well as some other top three finishes there on the team. Just overall, what were your thoughts on the way the team competed the first time out there on Saturday?
Yeah, I wasn't disappointed really with any of the way the kids wrestled. They come out and competed really well, and had several, like you said, several first place finishes. Had a couple seconds, had a couple thirds, fourths, and fifths, and sixths. And I liked the way that Osborne run the tournament this year. They made sure everybody got as many matches as they could. And for the first tournament, we're pretty happy. We got a long ways to go, but we're pretty happy.
What are some of the biggest things that stood out when you watch your kids? I know that you talk about this is a kind of a marathon type deal. You have to grow as the season goes along. But what were some of the things that stood out there on the first day?
Just our overall toughness. I think that's going to be a plus for us this year. Kids, just didn't give up, and they fought and battled the whole 6 minutes, and that's a really big plus. With some negatives, we're not very good on bottom right now. We got to get off the bottom, and if we do get on our back, we got to get off those types of things. But overall, toughness was pretty impressive this week. I was pretty happy with that.
Talking with Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over what's coming up this week for Smith Center Wrestling here in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and online, katycountry94.com. It's the best time to buy parts all year. Stop into Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer, to take advantage of special discounts through the month of December as part of our annual Parts and Service Expos. You'll find savings on oil and filters, attachments, gifts for under the tree, and most pre-order John Deere parts. You'll also have a chance to visit with our trained and certified technicians and sign up for our winter service specials. Don't miss out. It only comes around once a year at your local Landmark Implement. Visit www.landmarkimp.com for a complete schedule of our expo events. And welcome you back here on the Locker Room Chats, Katy Country 94 and online, katycountry94.com. Joining me with Brock Hutchison still, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, have the Manhattan Duel Tournament coming up this Saturday there in Manhattan. A little bit different look. It sounds like this year there'll be a couple less teams, but still some high-quality upper division teams that you'll see here this weekend in Manhattan.
Yeah, Manhattan's highly ranked in 6A. I think they're ranked second or third under Garden City. There might be another team in there too, but they're going to be really solid. They've got, I know they got about five or six really, really tough kids, and we kind of match up with some of those tough kids. So we'll have to see how that goes. Looking, very excited for that. And then Topeka Shawnee Heights is always, they're always a top 10 club in 5A, and He does a great job with those kids there, and they've got several tough kids. And then you have Paola, and Paola, I think Paola beat us by a point or two last year, and we kind of let one slip away at the end, so we'd kind of like to see what we can do with Paola, and they're a good 4A school too. So be interesting. At least we'll be home a fairly decent time, so it doesn't take your whole Saturday. Most of it might be just done traveling.
You look at that tournament, and I know it's just different wrestling, obviously, than what you see normally. You're seeing higher class schools and just different teams from, you know, out the Eastern way as well. Now what does that do for you guys as you look at your schedule and see a lot of the teams out west, but now you go east?
Yeah, we definitely have tried to change up our schedule as much as we possibly, you know, can, and as much as our administration will let us. Mm-hmm. They've done a great job of supporting wrestling, and you know, just different styles. You know, out east they kind of attack your head, and you got to be ready to wrestle. And if you're not, you're probably going to get pinned pretty quickly. And if you're ready to go and you got your mind right, you should be able to wrestle with some of those kids.
Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck for you and the kids out at Manhattan this weekend.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate the coverage.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement. It's the best time to buy parts all year. Stop into Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer, to take advantage of special discounts through the month of December as part of our annual Parts and Service Expos. You'll find savings on oil and filters, attachments, gifts for under the tree, and most pre-order John Deere parts. You'll also have a chance to visit with our trained and certified technicians and sign up for our winter service specials. Don't miss out. It only comes around once a year at your local Landmark Implement. Visit www.landmarkimp.com for a complete schedule of our expo events.
We wrap up our weekly wrestling locker room chats with Lincoln Leopard wrestling head coach John Gardner. The Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're with John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team. Coach, thanks for taking some time again here this week. A nice start for some of your kids there at the Schmeidler Invitational this weekend. As a team, you finished tied for sixth with 57.5 points, and Chance Vath at 126, Tyler Walford at 285, both took home gold medals, and Jonathan Ehring, a third-place finish there at 138. What were some of the things that stood out, and how do you feel about the first competition for your team this Saturday?
Well, as always, you know, when you go to your first tournament or have your first tournament, it kind of shows the kids where they really need to be working, you know, and it helps them realize they need to step it up in the practice room a bit. We missed some practices over Thanksgiving break when some of the other schools were having practice because of our numbers being down, and that kind of set us back a little bit. But you know, it's a good eye-opener for him, and it makes him realize they're just kind of step up a little better in the practice room. They're working hard, but, you know, first-time jitters type stuff, and had, you know, we're a young team, freshmen, a lot of freshmen, and that too kind of rattles them a little bit, you know, and that's just part of the growth process. But they did very well, you know. Every one of them competed tough as they possibly could, and they were showing a lot of good sportsmanship, so that's something I was proud of. So that's the direction we want to go, you know. That the other schools had some very good teams, you know. They Dodge City came up with a tough little team. Of course, El Salino always has a strong team. Onega's always tough. So is Republic County. And, you know, they always have quality wrestlers. Southeast Saline is always really good. And St. John's Military is almost a full squad this year, which was really nice to see. And mm-hmm. some good, strong kids. And Stafford and Independent, Wichita Independents were a strong team too as well. You know, they were small, but they were like us. Their numbers are down, but the ones they had were pretty darn competitive. So it was a good little tournament to start the season off with. I was pretty
talking with John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Team. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll go over what's coming up this week for the Leopard Wrestling Program after the break on Katy Country 94.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries, they're an air gas dealer, and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feeds dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
And welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with John Gardner, head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Team. John, you got the Onega Invitational coming up this weekend. You'll head out to their place. I think it's kind of just something you guys have always done. They come down to your tournament, and you return the favor the next weekend to go up to Onega and see some of that Northeast Kansas wrestling. What are your thoughts on this year's tournament and what you expect to see up there?
Onega's always very... very tough little tournament. You know, you have Silver Lake there that's, I think, ranked fifth, I believe, in the state. Rossville's not there, but Onega's always tough. There's several schools there from the northeast part of the state and north central part that are very competitive teams, well-coached, good hard-nosed wrestlers, and the thing we like about it is they do have a JV portion of it. You can put some of the younger kids in there and give them a little experience with people their own, you know, caliber, and instead of throwing them to the wolves, you know. And but the competition is always strong up there. It's a long drive. It really is. We have to leave here about 4:15 in the morning and typically don't get back till 10 or 11 at night, so it's a very long day for the kids and everybody concerned, you know. But it's fun to go up there if the weather's nice for you.
Yeah.
It is a long drive, and it's kind of a grinder of a day while you're up there, because you're constantly wrestling, and they take one break to eat lunch and then get right back after it and try to get you in and out as quickly as they can, you know. But there's usually quite a few kids up there, and it's a little bit longer tournament. It's a good learning experience for the kids, you know. It kind of gets them step up from ours, you know, and try to get it a little bit tougher each time you go someplace. So that way they're stepping up instead of getting smacked in the face with something really hard right off the bat. Mm-hmm. So it's a fun tournament. Kind of glad we've been going up there. But
John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Team. Coach, thanks again for your time this week, and best of luck at Onega there on Saturday.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Dusty, really do. Thank you.
Our Lincoln Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries, they're an air gas dealer, and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feeds dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18, just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.